The Power of Unconditional Love. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, bringing you the thought for today. And our topic this moment is the power of unconditional love. I have so many people who I work with over the years, and I work with individually, so many people who would like to have changes in their life. And I tell them, no, you don't want changes in your life. You don't want anything to change. You just want to be what you are. You want to be what you are and sort of release those attitudes that say that you are not what you are. Now, the attitudes that say that we are not what we are very destructive and very limiting, and they keep us from accomplishing what we want to accomplish. Now, as I mentioned this little comment before, but it's a very powerful one. When you say 2 times 2 is 4, and you're learning mathematics, you think that's the silliest thing in the world. And you keep saying 2 times 2 is 4, and 2 times 2 is 4, because the teacher says to say it, and your mother and dad say to say it, everybody who's telling you about teaching say 2 times 2 is 4, and say it, and say it, and say it, and say it. And as you do that, then you learn what 2 times 2 is. You learn that it's 4. And then, all of a sudden, you say 2 times 3 is 6. All of a sudden, you have the foundation for mathematics, and you don't even know it. You don't realize that that little functional rule, that little statement that you're putting into your consciousness, is giving you the foundation for all of mathematics. Yes, all of mathematics. Now, that seems impossible, improbable, certainly the most silly thing in the world, but it is very true. It gives you the foundation for all of mathematics. Now, we have the same principle when we're dealing with metaphysical ideas. Philosophy, metaphysical ideas are very important. They lead us into the thought system that brings about the goal that we have for ourselves. Now, let's just say we would like to live happy, harmonious lives. Well, you cannot live a happy, harmonious life when you don't like yourself. We would like to live a life that is filled with meaning and significance. Well, you can't live a life filled with meaning and significance when you don't like yourself. We'd like to live in abundance, be independently wealthy. Yeah, what a joke that is, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, those are the thoughts that go through our mind. Those are the attitudes that go into our heart. Those are the things that limit us and keep us from accomplishing the good. We'd like to have perfect health. Well, we've had conditions in our body that are inherited. We've had conditions in our body that are evidently showing themselves right now as a cold, a broken leg, an unhappy heart, whatever the condition may be. We have it, and it's showing itself, and it is not very nice. And so we are very unhappy about that. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We want to learn the foundation of metaphysics, and we are very brilliant people. My goodness sakes, we have gone through different levels of school. We are very intelligent, and we know all these things, and we know exactly how to do all these things, and we are very smart. We're not very dumb. We're very smart because we get good grades in school, and we get this, and we get that. Yes, but you forgot. I forget all too easily that 2 times 2 is 4 was the foundation of mathematics. And once I had the foundation, mathematics was mine, and I loved it. And it is a great and a wonderful tool for me to use. Yes. Now, what about metaphysics? What about the universal qualities that we'd like to demonstrate so importantly in our life? Well, we need to have the foundation principle put aside in our beingness so that we can move into the awareness that these attitudes are already ours. Now, to say I am unconditionally loving, is putting a cause in motion about being unconditionally loving. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. That really is the foundation principle. If you don't like yourself, you don't know what to do. But to say I like me, that's the power of unconditional love. To say I like me is putting the first step, the foundation principle of metaphysics, into work in my life to bring about all of the conditions, the attitudes that I would like in my life, the situations I'd like in my life, that would bring about all of the happiness I'd like in my life. Wow! So perhaps the foundation principle in metaphysics is I like me. And when I could say I like me every moment of my life, but what else do we do? We can't go do it. All right, you're learning mathematics. You say 2 times 2 is 4. Every time you think of mathematics, every time you think of 2 times 2, you think it's 4. You see, that becomes an inherent principle in your mind. It becomes an attitude in your mind. It becomes your reality. It becomes your mathematics. And the same is true for metaphysics. When we can speak our word and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, we are putting the condition, the power of unconditional love at work in our life. For when we like ourselves, we can only see likable things in others, because we're that creator. When we like ourselves, we can only experience unconditional love. Oh my, what a wonderful thing that is. When we like ourselves, we can only experience independent wealth. I like that too, don't you? When we like ourselves, we can only experience independent wealth. When we like ourselves, we can only experience a healthy body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow! You see, liking ourselves is such an important aspect to the metaphysical work that we're doing, to the field of beyond the physics. It's beyond the appearances. It's beyond the illusion. It's beyond all these things that we've become so accustomed to believing that that's our reality. And pretty soon, with this newness of thinking about I like me, the thoughts of limitation fade from our consciousness. We don't have to get rid of them. They just fade from our consciousness. The thoughts of limitation just fade from our consciousness. We don't think again about being limited in any way. We don't think again about having poor bodies, having bodies that need improvement, having bodies that need better health, having bodies that need a better shape, having bodies that need more strength, more power. When we say, I like me, we put in motion the most powerful force in the universe, the force of absolute love. Absolute love. It expresses itself as unconditional love in everything that we do. But first, we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Because we can say, I love me, and we know that that's a possibility. But to say, I like me, that means that we like all the things we think about. We like all the things we do. We like all the attitudes we have. We like all the world about us and the world within us and the world that we are. We like it. We like it. I like me. 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 Say this powerful mantra. Say this powerful truth. Say this powerful reality. Let it be like your mathematics formula and give you the foundation of mathematics. This gives you the foundation of life, the foundation of truth, the foundation of metaphysics, the foundation that reaches beyond the physical appearance into the reality of all, the infinite storehouse of all good, the infinite storehouse of all that ever was or will be or could be or anything. It is the allness. And we are one as that allness. As we are one with the mathematical formula when we say 2 times 2 is 4, we are one with the allness of the infinite universe when we say, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. So powerful, so dynamic, so exciting. I have seen it at work in so many people's lives. The minute they started to like themselves unconditionally, the minute they started to like themselves and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, the minute they started to do this, all of a sudden, they were not interested in arguing. They were not interested in belittling. They were not interested in finding fault with anyone else, including themselves. They were only interested in being that magnificent, dynamic, fabulous being that they are. That's all that they were interested in. Now, could we ask for anything more? Could we ask for anything more if this is who we really are and what we really want to be? Good question, isn't it? A very good question. Who do you really want to be? Who really are you? Everybody would like to know that, wouldn't they? Everybody would like to know just who they really are and what they can do about who they really are. Well, let's get our big noses out of the way and stop figuring out how the principle works and how the law works and put it in motion. Put it in motion. Put it in motion to accomplish the very things that you'd like to have. And the way that you accomplish the things that you'd like to have is by putting it in motion and realizing that it is yours now. That's all there is to it. Realizing that it's yours now. And don't worry about how quickly it'll happen. Don't even worry that it'll happen. When you do the 2 times 2 tables for mathematics, you don't worry about how soon it's going to happen. You don't even think about it. You just do it. You just do it. You just do it. Day after day after day. Week after week after week. Semester after semester. Year after year. And you are the master mathematician. You are the professional master. And you have released from within you what the autistic children sometimes release unconsciously. You have released it consciously. You have released this beautiful knowledge of all mathematics in you. You have released this beautiful knowledge of all metaphysics within you to fulfill, accomplish, and be that which you really are. Kind of exciting, isn't it? The power of unconditional love. Just say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and release that power of unconditional love and watch the magic, the miracles, and the wonder that takes place and will accomplish any goal that you have for yourself. Oh, what a joy that is. Have a lovely day and know that I'm thinking these good thoughts for myself every moment, and I'm thinking these good thoughts for each one of you, because I not only like you, I love you unconditionally. I love you. I love you. I love you.